Abigail, do you know what it means?
This name.
Wonderful name. My father is joy, or source of joy. And we have read in verse 3, in chapter 25, verse 3, the woman was of good understanding and of a beautiful countenance, but the man was churlish and evil in his loins. She was staying with him. And also in this couple she was in joy. And we see how she lived with this man. But how it is possible to be a person like Abigail. And I would read a verse, some verse in Proverbs 3. Proverbs, a wonderful book. 31 chapter. A month normally has 21 days. Each day a chapter in the Proverbs, and after 1 year, your life will be changed. Wonderful. Sometimes it's difficult. Repetition and sometimes things are difficult to understand, but it's very good. Each day, one chapter in Proverbs. And I would read in chapter 3, only 7 verses with you. But verse with Seth, dynamite. We have studied this afternoon, dynamite. First one, my son, chapter 3, first one, my son, forget not my teaching, and let they hear, observe my commandment for length of days and years of life, and peace shall they add of thee. Let not loving kindness and trust forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of the heart. And so shalt find favor and good understanding in the sight of good of God and man. Confide in Jehovah with all the heart, and lean not unto thine own intelligence. In all the ways acknowledge him, and he will make plain the path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear Jehovah and depart from evil. It shall be heels for thy navel and moister for thy bones. Honor Jehovah with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy fields shall overflow with new wine. Sorry for my difficult pronunciation, but I'm not a German, I'm a Belgian, and my first language is German, is French, but sometimes I have difficulty with your wonderful English. It's a very nice language. But what is more important here, it's not the words, it's the signs from what we read here. Very important what we read here. My son, or my daughter, forgot not my teaching. Teaching, yes, we have, how many children we have this evening here? Only 3? Really? Only 3? We have here this afternoon something from discipleship. We are all time in the school from the Lord Jesus. All time we must learn something. And I hope we don't think, oh, now I have understand all things. Oh, no, I can do it. No, never we are finished to learn something. And for that, it is so important also for the elders to learn teaching, unless they had observed my commandment. Also something interesting. Observe my commandment. When we walk, when we do something, when we have free time, we must not only sleep in the sun. We must observe. Look. In Proverb, we read a wonderful verse. Ameisen, wie war das noch?
Ants.
In the Bible also? Yeah. We can learn a lot of things from ants. A lot of things. I like to look the animals. I like to see yesterday when we were sleeping. No, this morning. what's happened? No. In our house, this morning, I was going out and I heard a lot of sheep run, and I see the farmer was coming out with bread, and all the sheep was running to the farmer to go eat. Oh, wonderful. I hope we run also when we hear something from the Lord Jesus. And when the Lord Jesus has given us so wonder, so beautiful nature to observe a lot of things. And we can observe also a lot of commandment. I take my petrol in every time in one station. In this road, we have two stations. One in the left side and another in the right side. And I like to go every time to the right side. Why? There I have persons, they are very kindly. When I came in, oh yes, hello, how are you? They speak a little bit. In another side, money. No, I don't like that. No, I like to be, friendly. And that's the same for us. We must observe and do the good things. For length of days and years of life and peace shall they add to thee. It is more easier to live and to work with friendly people and to have peace. Sometimes we have people around of us, they are very hard. Yes, but you must not be hard. When they are hard, you must not be hard. When we have peace, when I have peace, when the Lord Jesus lives in my heart, everywhere where I am, I can bring something for the Lord Jesus. What has Paul done in the Gefängnis?
Jail. Prison.
In the prison in 16. What has he done? They have 12 o'clock. All the other was sleeping. And he, what was he doing? He began to sing. And what first song? Which song? Adoration. Wonderful. And then something was happening. And that's all time. Sometimes we are so occupied with our difficulties. Yes, we have difficulties. Our life with Christian is not easy. But we must not be occupied with our difficulties. We must be occupied. How, Lord Jesus, I can bring something from you here in this situation. How? And that is very important also for the young. Please, Hannah. Hannah, it's very good you are here. It's very good you are here with us, the old people, this week. It's very good. And you can learn a lot of things. You must not be afraid next week when you do. I have been in kill. Ooh. Here, you can learn a lot of things this week. A lot of things. And a lot of good things. What we have studied this evening, Abigail. How she live with Nadal. How she live with David. Oh, it's a so good chapter. This chapter with Abigail, David and Nadal. But in Proverb we learn personal things. Verse 3. Let not loving kindness and trust forsake they. Bind them about the neck. Write them open on the table of thy heart. table. Yes, we have good smartphones. We have Apple table, yes. Sometimes they work too much for us. We must learn also variable forces. We must not, it can be we have a time when we not have a smartphone, but we must also, please, Hannah, I give it you with love, we must learn a verse here, we must have it here. And that mean it must be written in my heart. I take it. When we study, when we go in the assembly, I must go out with one verse. Oh yes, this verse is my verse. And I will it have for each week. And this verse must be written in my heart. And that is what we read here. The Bible. Perhaps this verse, it can be in 5 or 6 years. Then the verse can came back. And then you remember. And for that reason, we have in Germany a calendar. Each day, you have it surely in English also, each day one verse. It's good. In our toilet, we have a calendar with only one verse. Read one verse. When you go out from the house, read a verse. Take it with you. Take it. Take a verse with you. That means that what we see here. Neck and heart. Verse 4. And the table of the heart, and so shall find favor and good understanding in the sight of good God and man. Yes, first God and man. Today we can make a school for a better relationship. Or we have books for better relationships. But what we have studied today with the Lord Jesus, somebody who lives with the Lord Jesus, he is in the best school to learn how he can live with others. We have no better person with the Lord Jesus to learn how we can live with other person, how we can work. And for that reason, please, let us more learn and see from him. Never. Yes, I'm a young Christian. I'm only 25 years old. My second life. 25 years. 25 years. But I have often read chapter 13 from John. But I'm very happy to be with you here. This week, I find it so beautiful. So beautiful. The Lord Jesus. How he was with the disciple. And in the same way, he will live with me. He will take me in his school. And he will make something in my life. And I hope I will be obedient. I will hear what he will tell me. Verse 5. Confident in Jehovah with all thy heart. And lean not unto thine own intelligence. In all the ways acknowledge him. And he will make plan thy paths. I have another small verse in Psalm 37. Psalm 37. Verse 5. Psalm 35, verse 5. Commit the way unto Jehovah, and rely upon him, and he will bring to pass. Sweet, wonderful thing. Sweet, wonderful thing we have find here. Bring Jehovah, bring the Lord in your life. Trust in him. And then wait. Wait. Patient. When we go between Warnpoint and Kilkeel, we have it's a problem with the road. You must make a deviation. Deviations, right? Deviation, yes. And then the road is very small. And then I have seen a paper somewhere. Somebody has written, patient. It's good. Good, huh? Yeah. Patient. We need patience. Our brother and sister has been in Ethiopia. When you go to Africa, the first lesson in Africa, patient. Patient. Today a big problem. Solution. Perhaps tomorrow. But solution will come. Will come. And that is wonderful. That is wonderful. And that we learn. Bring the Lord in your life. Trust in him. And wait. Wait. He will bring and make good things for each one. And especially when we must make a very important decision. Very important. The most important decision, sorry, Hannah, is to find the right husband. Or we have other, we have other sister here also. The right husband, it's a very important decision. But we need patience. Patience. Every time we need patience. Also when we are married. Really? We need also patience. Also then. And it's good to learn it. To learn it early. To learn it early.